My hain poke, which part of the dwelling of a guard would require special inspection? We had in the previous mission that when a guard lives in a dwelling in Eretz Yisrael, after he moves out and Yisrael moves in, an inspection is required to ensure that no nephilim are buried there, no miscarried children are buried there. And the mission asks, which part of the dwelling would require special inspection? So the mission says, if I be vim ha mukim, any deep draining pipe, that's hamayim hasaruchim, any pools of sewer water, as is possible to the guard buried a nephilim on these places. Bishami Amram Af Hashbasis Ba'afar Hatichua. Bishami says, Suti has to inspect any garbage dumps on the ground of the house or any loose soil. As when we see loose soil, that gives us ground for suspicion, as maybe the reason why the soil is loose is because there's a nephil buried there. Ubeithil Amram, Kol Makom Shachazir Ba'achud Yichon Lahalach Bo. Ainu Tsarach Bedika. Beithil said, any area in which a pig or a weasel are likely to go around that area, that area does not need bedika. As if there was a nephil buried there, the chulda or the chazir would have dug it out and eaten it. So therefore, if we think that it's likely that a chazir or a chulda has been around, in such a case, no inspection is required. And certainly we could rely on the fact that if there was a nephil buried there, the chazir or the chulda would have dug it out and dragged it away. A porch in front of a house does not have the din of a mador ha'evdikachavim. When a guy lived in a dwelling in Eretz Yisrael and he moved out and Yisrael moved in, when he does an inspection to see if there are any nephilim buried in that dwelling, he would not have to check underneath the porch, as a guy would not bury a nephil underneath a porch. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Ir Oivdikachavim Shechorba, Ein Ba Misham Mador Oivdikachavim. Rabban Shimon Gamliel said, a city in Eretz Yisrael where Goyim used to live, and now the city is destroyed. Now the Israelites want to start rebuilding the city. It doesn't have a din of a mother Oivdikachavim. You would not have to check for nephilim buried where the city used to be. And since wild beasts frequent a city that has been destroyed, any nephilim that were buried there would have been dragged away by the wild beast. Mizrach Kisrin, Umar of Kisrin, Kvaros. East of a city called Kisrin, the city of Kisrin was an Eretz Yisrael, sometimes referred to as Kisrin. And west of the city of Kisrin, we know for a fact that there are Kvaros there. So therefore, a person should know if he walks east or west of the city of Kisrin, he has become Tamit. Umidrach Akko Hayasafek Vitiru Chacham. East of the city of Akko, Akko was half in Eretz Yisrael and half in Chutzlar. And east of the city of Akko was a suffix to the Chacham, whether it was part of Eretz Yisrael and therefore it was taught, or whether it was part of Chutzlar and therefore it was Tamit. And the Chacham were goes there that Eretz Amim Chutzlar, the offer of Eretz Amim is Tamit. Until the Chacham came along and clarified the suffix and decided to be Matar east of Akko, as they felt that east of Akko was part of Eretz Yisrael, not part of Chutzlar. An alternative shot given is that the suffix was whether there were kfaros to the east of Akko, and the Chachamim clarified and found out there were no kfaros there, and therefore the Chachamim were matar east of Akko. Rebbe Ubeizdino Nimnu Arkini Vitihiru. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, together with his bezdin, took it up for vote and decided that a place called Kini, which is near Akko, was Tahar. As until Rebbe and his bezdin came along, the Chachamim had a suffix whether there were kfaros in this place called Kini. Rebbe and his bezdin clarified there were no kfaros here. They took it up for a vote and made the decision to be Matar Kini.